Welcome to Shakespeare Full Circle, a journey of a circuitous nature into the mind of the Bard of Avon, or as you become more familiar, Uncle Will. I'm your host, Kari Marshall. Well, here we are, at the end of our second series. The game is up, so to speak. We have pressed on with a heart of gold in this journey that involved strange bedfellows, some, but not all, with spotless reputations, who, as luck would have it, revealed the method to their madness as they ate us out of house and home, which, I won't lie, put us in a bit of a pickle. Not just immediately, but forever and a day. However, mum's the word, as we would not want to end up dead as a doornail, being served up Caesar-style as a dish fit for the gods. But before we get on with our third series, and speaking of Caesar, why don't we end this series, minus the anchovies, with a look back at our salad days? This unusual term pops up in a very unlikely place, Uncle Will's epically tragic romance between Antony and Cleopatra, and as it turns out, Caesar as well. Following the defeat of Julius Caesar's assassins, Mark Antony, Octavius, and Lepidus now rule Rome as a triumvirate. On a visit to Alexandria, Mark Antony falls in love with the Queen of Egypt, Cleopatra, who also, by the way, has a love child with Julius Caesar from years before. Antony's actions are viewed as scandalous back in Rome and draws ire from Octavius Caesar. Compounded with the news that his wife Fulvia has died, Antony departs for his homeland. In Act 1, Scene 5, Cleopatra receives one of Antony's messengers with a letter and a gift of a pearl from her lover. The love-struck queen vows to write to her inamorato every day until his return.
Did I, Charmian, ever love Caesar so?
Oh, that brave Caesar.
Be choked with such another emphasis. Say, the brave Antony.
The valiant Caesar.
By Isis, I will give thee bloody teeth if thou with Caesar paragon again, my man of men.
By your most gracious pardon, I sing but after you.
My salad days, when I was green in judgment, cold in blood, to say as I said then. But come away, get me ink and paper. He shall have every day a several greeting, or I'll unpeople Egypt.
Cleopatra uses this term to refer to not just her younger days of being inexperienced, but also those days spent with her former lover, Julius Caesar, with whom she became pregnant. Green in judgment, implying that her love for Antony is more mature. But then again, don't we always think that? The term salad days has morphed from its immature undertones to being used almost synonymously with the term halcyon days.
You keep using that word. I do not think it means what you think it means.
A reference to an earlier time of life, a heyday of sorts, but without the undertone of inexperience or naivete that is actually at the heart of the days of the salad ilk. But to find the proper use of the Queen of Egypt salad days, we need go no further than the current Queen of the United Kingdom.
Although that vow was made in my salad days when I was green in judgment, I do not regret nor retract one word of it.
So, green as we were in our understanding at the beginning of our first series, I hope we have started to mature the shoots of our tree of knowledge throughout the second, and as our third series peers over the horizon, let's take a little time to rest and reflect and share some of the curious and, I hope, entertaining nuggets that we have mined together. To slightly alter Uncle Will, rest, not sleep, the main course in life's feast, and the most nourishing. So until we meet for Series 3, have a rest and eat a salad. Well, alas and alack, my friends, that's all we have time for. Join us again next time for another circuitous journey into the mind of Uncle William. I'm Kari Marshall. Farewell until next time. Shakespeare Full Circle is a production of WGTE Public Media. You can learn more and download all episodes at wgte.org/sfc or wherever you get your podcasts.